10:46.
I don't know if I want to get in this hot seat. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Deborah Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. House Bill 1046 is a bill that was put in by our department, and it's to deal with Coast Guard boats, what we call documented boats. They're registered with the U.S. Coast Guard. And what this particular bill does is it, under the federal law, we are prohibited from titling documented boats. But the federal law does not preclude us from registering those types of boats. And what we've seen over the last few years is an increase in the number of documented boats coming into South Dakota. And basically, what was happening is because they were not being registered with the state at all, they were documenting with the federal government that we were not collecting any sales or use tax on those boats as well. So this last summer, we went out and did some checking on the boats that are docked at the marinas and found a number of boats that were, taxes had never been paid on them. So what this bill actually will do is will require those boats that are documented with the U.S. Coast Guard to register with the state of South Dakota if they're on our waters. And then we will be able to verify that sales or use tax has been paid on that boat at that time. So it kind of closes a loophole for those types of documented boats. We had gotten a large number of complaints this last year from people who had registered their boats and titled them in South Dakota, similar type boats, that had paid the tax, and the guy sitting next to him who had documented his boat had avoided the payment of the tax. And it seems like when people do that, they don't keep it to themselves. They want to tell everybody they got away with something. So we got calls and went out and did some investigations and found out that, yes, that people had not paid the tax on those boats. And those are quite expensive boats, so it was, we collected about $25,000 in use tax on those boats. The other part of this bill, the last part of this bill, is basically to address an issue that the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks has. They have boats that come in here for fishing tournaments from out of state, and those are usually donated a lot of times by manufacturers. And those boats coming in here are not registered or titled in any jurisdiction. Because if it's registered or titled in another jurisdiction, we grant them reciprocity when they come in here to use our waterways. Those particular boats are not registered in any jurisdiction. You're using what they call manufacturer plates. And so what this bill will do will allow Game, Fish, and Parks to set a temporary permit for those boats coming in using our waterways during those fishing tournaments. So that is the two parts of the bill that we're addressing here. The fee for the permit will probably be anywhere from $25, I think, to $50 is what Game, Fish, and Parks has talked about for that fee, for them to come in for a 10-day period and use our waterways. So.
Are there any questions? Senator Staggers.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
How long can a boat be in South Dakota waters before it has to be registered?
60 days.
Are there many boats on South Dakota waters that are just here visiting or whatever?
Out-of-state fishermen come in and use our waterways. And if they're registered in the other state, Senator, then we grant them reciprocity. So if they're properly registered from the state of Minnesota or Iowa or whatever and come in here and use the waterways, then they're exempted. We grant them reciprocity. The boats that I was referring to are those boats that are not registered in any jurisdiction. They're basically provided by the manufacturers to pro fishermen for use, and they've no taxes have been paid on them, nor are they registered in any state.
I guess I have a question here. You said you collected $25,000 in use tax last year. So why do we need this law if you already collected?
Well, the reason that we need the law is so that anybody in the future who documents their boats, we don't have to go out and try to track the people down, mm-hmm. that it provides us a mechanism by which they're required to register with the state, and they get a decal that they will place on their boat. They don't have to number it. They're exempt from the numbering, Senator, mm-hmm. but they will place a decal on the boat, which will then indicate to law enforcement that that boat's mm-hmm. been registered with the state. So it's a mechanism to close a loophole so that we don't have to go out and try to track these down.
Yeah. One final comment, yes, if I could make, and that is the $25,000 you collected in use tax last year would more than cover my license plates for volunteer firemen. It's
Senator, that money goes into the general fund.
Well, we got to take some out for the volunteer firemen.
Are there any further questions, Senator Dietrich?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. Ms. Elmer, we had quite a discussion on the floor yesterday about defining what a large boat would be. Senator McCracken is here now, and I was just curious whether you felt that our definition was adequate.
Yes, Senator, I did listen to the discussion on the internet yesterday afternoon, and I would have to say that your description of a large boat was incorrect. A large boat is anything over 12 feet or a motorboat, and so it makes no difference whether it's Senator McCracken or Senator Greenfield that is in the boat to make it a large boat.
Thank you for your clarification, madam.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Senator McCracken.
That was a very good answer, Deb. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Senator.
Are there any further questions? Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
Okay, Senator.
On the more serious side, what sort of boats typically qualify as in the Coast Guard through the Coast Guard regulations?
In order to be a documented boat, they have to be boats over 5 ton. Okay. So, I mean, they are your very large boats. And the most of the places that you will see them is up here in our reservoir. You see them down in Yankton, and then you'll also see them down around the Chamberlain area sometimes. So, but the Coast Guard requires that if they're over 5 ton, that they can register through the U.S. Coast Guard. Their fees for that are about $133. That's a one-time fee. They don't have to pay a renewal fee every year. So we just looked at it and said we needed to try to close that loophole because of the fairness issue of the use of our waters and taxes being paid on the use of that.
Are there any further questions? Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
Are there other proponents of House Bill 1046? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1046? Seeing none, we'll close it to committee action and discussion. Senator Dietrich.
I would move to pass.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Taken by Senator Albers. Are there any further discussion about House Bill 1046? Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll. If those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
Dietrich.
Aye.
Bacon. McCracken.
Aye.
Gillespie. Staggers.
No.
Bitter.
Aye.
Yeas 4, nays 1.
Okay, motion carries. We will revert to me and Senator McCracken's here. Senator, we're going to go back up to Senate.